Ladies and gentlemen, from the ATL, well, I know you visit ATL every now and then.
Sure do.
My man from CNN, Van Jones, is in the building. What's up, sir?
Oh, I'm so excited to be here, man. First of all, it's 4th of July. Second of all, Prince is performing tonight, so yeah. I'm going to act a fool tonight. But today, we're launching Yes We Code. It's a brand new initiative to train 100,000 low-opportunity young people to be the best computer coders in the world. Essence has said, look, they are tired of seeing our young black youth, Latino youth, downloading apps, but never uploading apps. The way you make money is you upload apps.
There you
Nobody
go.
Has told our children that.
That's
so
right.
We download apps and spend our time as opposed to uploading apps and let other people spend their money with us. So Yes We Code is gonna train 100,000 low opportunity kids to do this, starting with 90 upstairs. We have 90 African-American youth upstairs right now learning how to build apps. And that is the future. And I'm so proud that Essence and Prince and my organization, Rebuild the Dream, Google, Facebook, Ford Foundation, Kellogg Foundation came together to launch this initiative today, yeswecode.org.
So it launches today.
Today.
It's 100,000 strong nationwide?
Well, that's what we're gonna build up toward.
Okay.
We're just getting started, but the goal is to help train 100,000 low opportunity young people, so African American, Latino, Native American, and the idea is to network all of these groups that are already trying. There are groups out there today that are teaching young people how to use computers. Nobody's ever heard of these groups.
Mm-hmm.
Your preacher, your pastor hasn't told you about these groups.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the barbershop, you're talking about sports, you're not talking about how to make real money.
That's right, that's
you know,
right.
If you're a ball player, good for you, but somebody else owns the team, and the person who owns the team has less money than Mark Zuckerberg. So why don't we try to be Mark Zuckerberg?
Right, right.
You could buy 12 teams if you
exactly.
wanted to. We're still just trying to be the ball player. Now my dad was a ball player, I'm for that, but we can do many things. The same creative genius that transformed music with hip hop, that transformed all of sports, including tennis and golf, that same creative genius, when you unleash that on technology, when you say we're not gonna use Twitter, we're gonna build Twitter, we're not gonna just use Facebook, we're gonna build Facebook and own it, that is gonna be the game changer for 21st century, and it starts right here at Essence. Yes We Code.
That's a huge, huge give back. And see, when we hear about giving back, to me, that is the essence, if you will, of giving back.
Yes, sir.
You teach people how to fish and teach them where the big fish are, how to understand how to get to the big fish.
Exactly. And that's the thing is, we still tell our kids, either overtly or covertly, here's how you make money. You be a ball player, you be an entertainer, maybe you be a hustler on the street corner, or you be Barack Obama. Well, those four doors, all those are hard. You know, it's very difficult.
Right,
you know
right,
what I mean? It's
right.
not that many successful entertainers or ball players. Well, most hustlers go to jail or the grave, and we only got one Barack Obama. We need a fifth door. A fifth door. That fifth door is technology. Everybody's walking around looking at these screens, holding 4 inches from their nose, they got a screen. Who's controlling that screen?
There you go.
Who's owning that screen?
That's right.
Who's controlling the content of that screen?
That's right.
Who's getting the money from that screen?
That's right.
It should be us. Nobody's accused us of not being creative. Nobody's accused us of not being good communicators. Nobody's accused us of not being good connectors. Everybody's your cousin, your niece, your nephew, your auntie, whatever. We're the most connected, most communicative, most creative community by everybody's assessment, but we don't own anything, and we're not building anything. Yes We Code is going to change that. YesWeCode.org.
YesWeCode.org.